Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Need Prayer, Ask Me, the show where we take prayer requests and we pray for your requests that you sent in online and offline. It's a pleasure, it's my pleasure to be here on this episode with you. God bless you. My name is Minister Shalice Fields, and I welcome you to the show. The show is just incorporated around prayer. And so our sponsors for this show is Christian and Proud Outreach Ministries. That's Christian and Proud Outreach Ministries, where we are not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. And again, you are welcome to Need Prayer, Ask Me. I'm your host, Minister Shalice Fields. For the first 15 minutes that we cut short today, and so tomorrow we'll do the full hour, but today we're going to go for 30 minutes, and we just want to focus on prayer today. And so you can call in if you have a prayer request. We want to pray for you. The call-in number is 929-477-1087. You can also email me at christianproud47@gmail.com. That's christianproud47@gmail.com. You can also email me your prayer request, or you can put it on my Facebook page, Shalice Fields. I think my Facebook page is Shalice Pinkney, my maiden name. Shalice Pinkney. You can reach me there. And also put the request on my Facebook page. Or you can look for Christian and Proud. Christian and Proud Ministries. Christian and Proud Outreach Ministries. Or Christian and Proud. Yeah, look for Christian and Proud. And they're there. And you can leave it on our page. So nevertheless, we want to get into what we came here for. Because this is our Father's business. And this time, in this day and age, right about now, we need to be about our Father's business. And so I was feeling a little bit, there were some things going on in my body, and I know that because of the prayer that I've definitely on the front line. So, front line soldiers always be the one who get attacked. And so I know that I was under attack. I think I ate something that disagreed with me, along with some changes going on in my body, and it just had me feeling real crazy. And so I was like, okay, it's been a couple of days I hadn't done the show, and I'm like, no, I'm holding strength. God gave me strength. And I was like, okay, let me go ahead and do the show. So some other things has been, coming in the way of me being able to get online like I should to do the show. But today I fought my way. I pressed my way today, and today I'm here. And even though it's for 30 minutes, we're going to make these 30 minutes count. And so nevertheless, we want to lift up our frontline soldiers, because when you're on the front line, when you're a pastor, when you're a minister, when you're an elder, when you're doing anything in the capacity of leadership in the ministry, your life is you're the front line. And so the enemy will attack you first. And so you're the one who's going to get the heat of the battle. And so we need to pray for our front line soldiers. We need to pray for our pastors and our elders and our first ladies and, our co-pastors and all those people that's in leadership positions. Because the enemy has an offensive. You know, you smite the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. You hit the head, and you're going to kill the body, or you're going to stifle or stunt the body. And so we want to pray today for our leaders. Not only from the assaults and the attacks, for the whole, you know, everything that comes with leadership. Leadership have to deal with seductions, and they have to deal with greed, and they have to deal with those things, because those things are so easy to get off into when you have authority, when you're in any leadership capacity. And so because of that, we want to go ahead and lift up our leaders today. We want to pray for them today. I have a couple of prayer requests before we get into praying for our leaders. I have a prayer request that was sent to me the other day, and we want to hold these sons up. But first of all, let's get this show into the Lord's hand. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just come before you, giving you thanks, glory, honor, and praise. Lord, we just thanking you for this day, for we decree and declare that this is the day that you have made. And no one formed against us this day shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment is condemned, is already condemned in the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you today, for this is your day, O God. This is the day that you have made, God. Hallelujah, God. And we just thank you, God, for having given us this day, Lord. Eka, we don't take it for granted. We don't take it for naught, O God. Some didn't make it today, Lord. We ask you right now, God, to order our steps aright, anew, afresh. Hallelujah, in this particular prayer program. Right now, God, give us the utterance. Give us the words to say. Show me how to pray and what to pray for, God. I just want to be pleasing to you. Hallelujah, God. So have your way. Hallelujah. I surrender and submit this show into your hands. It's yours, God, and do with it as you please. In Jesus' name, and Lord, we just thank you in advance for what you're doing, for what you've done, and for what you are about to do. Amen. So I have a prayer request here, and the prayer request is from a mother. It's from a mother. She's requesting prayer for her sons, her two sons, that God would set them free from fear, and he would set them free from doubt, and he would set them free from unbelief and the spirit of hopelessness to be gone. And God filled them with wisdom. She's requesting that God give one son named Leo a new heart and to have the mind of Christ, and the son, her other son named Paul, to have courage, and that they will not abort God's purpose for their lives. Hey, hallelujah. And so we want to remember Paul and Leo in prayer. Amen. We want to remember them in prayer today. And also we want to remember a young lady that's dealing with some health issues. She sprung her knee and is haven't set back in place correctly yet. And so we want to remember her in prayer for healing in her innermost parts, healing in the bones, that the bones be strengthened, and let them begin to form a stronger adhesive around the bone, more cartilage, let it be stronger than ever, let the bone that come back be stronger than it was before. And also we want to pray for a man that has chest pains. We want to pray for him today. He's in the hospital. He had chest pains, really bad chest pains. So we want to remember Deacon Harvey in prayer today, that God will touch his body and God will heal him. We just pray for this leader right now, God. We pray that you will touch his body, that you will heal him, that you will deliver him. We pray, God, that their heart right now in the name of Jesus will line up with the word of God and get in order right now in Jesus' name. We pray right now, God, for your healing hand to be upon his life. We pray for any damage to any of his valves in the name to the artery. Any blockage right now be dissolved in the name of Jesus. Right now, high cholesterol go down. Every pain, every ache associated, hallelujah, with these chest pains, yanda be removed in the name of Jesus. Go back to sender in the name of Jesus. You have no authority in his life in Jesus' name. He will not experience untimely death in the mighty name of Jesus. We deem this a lying symptom right now in Jesus' name, and we declare right now, hallelujah, that he's free, hallelujah, from all tragedy in Jesus' name. I bind every heart attack right now in Jesus' name. I bind heart disease in the mighty name of Jesus. Let his heart be healed. Order in the heart. Order in the heart. Order in the heart in the name of Jesus. Right now we release every oppressor from their jobs. Right now, Jesus' name, right now, any blockage right now be gone. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let every river of discomfort dry up right now. In the name of Jesus. Hey, God. Right now, and I thank you right now for your healing hand. I thank you, God, for answer prayer. I thank you for doing it for your glory. Even now, you're turning it around. Even now, you're turning it around. Even now, Lord, you're turning it around for the deacon. Hey, God. I pray for pastors and leaders everywhere. Lord, move on their behalf today. Oh, God, right now, God, we pray, hallelujah, for your divine protection upon their lives, oh, God. We pray for your divine covering upon their lives, oh, God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that all their affairs will become too hot for the enemy to handle, God. Let all the affairs of pastors and leaders and teachers and elders and deacons and, hallelujah, all their family lives, all their ministry lives, all their everything, hallelujah, let their lives become too hot for the enemy to handle. Let any time the enemy come their way, trying to bring insinuations, trying to bring all kinds of confusion into the church. Let the enemy receive fire. Yay, let it burn. Burn the enemy every time he comes to pull the church down. To bring disgrace to the ministries. To wreak havoc in the lives of pastors and elders and all leadership, headships. Every time the enemy come to bring confusion in the midst of the ministry, he will experience, hallelujah, his own confusion. The trap that he digged for the ministry, he will fall in that trap of his own making in the name of Jesus. Meet the needs of ministry, oh God. Meet the needs of the pastors. Meet the needs of the leaders. Meet the needs, oh God, hallelujah, the first ladies and the elders and the missionaries and the ministers. Meet their needs, oh God. God, meet the needs. Bless your people, God. Oh, Rabba, strengthen your leaders, oh God. Cause them to walk upright before you, oh God. Let them be concerned, God, even the more, hallelujah, about the souls, winning people to Christ, winning people to Jesus, winning people, oh God, over, offering salvation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I glorify you, I honor you, I bless you, I praise you, I adore you today. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, I glorify your name today, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, for answering prayer. Do it, God. Do it for your glory. Do it for your glory. Do it for your glory, for your pastors. Oh, God, they need to be encouraged. Oh, God, some have been on the battlefield for a long time, God, and they are discouraged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, do it for your glory, oh God. Do it for your glory, my God. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out, oh God. Right now, Father God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord. We want to just lift up this mother. I just feel that there's some pastors that's discouraged today. Hallelujah. And so we just want them to be encouraged today that God see you where you at, Pastor. Hallelujah. You worked in the ministry. You worked on the battlefield for many years. And hallelujah, it seems like things are changing. The people are doing what they want to do. You just kind of discourage. Oh, but don't be discouraged. Be encouraged. Because you, hallelujah, have saw or seen to your Father's business. Hey, hallelujah, whether one come. Hallelujah, if only one come. Hallelujah, give that one, that sermon, hallelujah, as if it was 1,000 people in that church. Hallelujah, with expectation that God, he said, if I be lifted up, I will draw them unto me. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Strengthen your leaders, oh God. Hallelujah, strengthen your pastors to be pastors. Hallelujah, not so much friends, but pastors. Hallelujah, of your churches, oh God. Hallelujah, don't be so familiar. Hallelujah, sometimes it's the familiarity that causes people to leave. But be what God has called you to be to his people. Be what God has called you to be to his people. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And right now we want to lift up this mother and her sons today. Lord, you hallelujah, hear the heart and the plea and the cry of this mother who's crying out for her sons. God, she needs help. Hallelujah, she needs for you to intervene in their lives, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray right now, Lord, that you will turn it around, God. What the enemy has meant for evil for this family, that you will turn it around, Lord Jesus. Hey, God, Baba, break the heavy chains on the minds of these sons today. set them free today from every spirit of fear, every spirit of doubt. We just bind the spirit of fear. We bind every spirit of doubt. We bind every spirit of unbelief. We bind the spirit of hopelessness. In the name of God, loose them now. Loose their minds now in the name of Jesus. Release these boys now in the name of Jesus. Let them receive the power to be warriors and not to worry about nothing in the name of Jesus. Oh, right now, I smash the head of the strong man. Hallelujah, against the wall of fire in Jesus' name. Echo militating against these young men's peace, militating against their faith, militating against, hallelujah, their belief system. Urebe, every lie be, hallelujah, exposed and be rejected in the name of Jesus. We reject every lie in Jesus' name. We reject every lie in Jesus' name. Right now, for the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against every lie told to these young men. Right now, we pray right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, that their mind and heart, that they won't abort their purpose. That they will abort their purpose in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God will give them courage. Hallelujah, courage. Hallelujah. To face whatever it is they have to face, oh God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for answered prayer. We lift them up. We lift them up. We lift them up. We lift them up. Be changed. Be changed in the spirit of your mind. Yay, be changing your ideas. Equal Bo, be set free in the spirit of your mind. Equal Leo, be set free, Paul. Ure, be delivered. Equal Bo, let your desires and your affection be that of the Lord in the name of Jesus. You, hallelujah, are not your own, but you have been bought with a price. In Jesus' name. We decree that over your life. Yeah, you will never be the same. You will never be the same. You will never be the same. You will desire the things of God. You won't be afraid to try. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. You are victorious. You are not a victim. You have courage. Be clothed in courage today. Sunday is not all hope is not lost and all hope is not gone. Hey, hallelujah. You're going to believe on God today. Today. Your outlook is changing. Your positions are changing. Today, hallelujah, there's a turnaround in your life. There's hope where there's been hopelessness. Hallelujah, there is hope today. There's peace where there's unrest. Everything ain't going to always be the same. Things are going to change. You will not abort your purpose. You will not abort your destiny. In the name of Jesus, you're destined for greatness. Hey, hallelujah. And all those things that have been spoken over your life will come to pass. They will come. They shall come to pass. You will not make poor and bad decisions. Hallelujah. You will not. We command ungodly sins to scatter right now in the name of Jesus. We unseat the strong man and we smash his feet against the rock of our salvation. We smash his head against the rock of our salvation, and let her receive the thunder fire of God and burn to ashes in Jesus' name. Hey, we sever every line of communication, and there will be no regrouping. There will be no reestablishment, hallelujah, of your communication lines concerning hallelujah, this family in Jesus' name. Oh, Rababa Sandabarobebe. Yes, do it, God, for your glory. Do it for your glory. Do it for your glory today. Oh, God. Oh, right now, we plead the blood today. We apply the blood over the lives of the people. We apply the blood today. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of, hey, the precious blood of Jesus. And God, we glorify you today. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We want to just pull down some strongholds today. Right now, hallelujah. We glorify God today for what he's doing. Hallelujah. For who he is to us. Hallelujah. And what he's about to do in our lives. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. And everything that comes to bring destruction to our family, we bind it now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Right now, God, set our families free. Set our families free, God. In Jesus' name. Give our families, hallelujah, mind to want to know you, God. Hallelujah, know you, God. Hallelujah, the way that you have, hallelujah, saved us, oh God. Let them give them a mind to want to know you, God, because you have saved us. The blood prevails today. Hallelujah, we bless God today. We thank God, hallelujah, for this opportunity to come before him in prayer. Hallelujah, we pray that you will get your prayer request in so we can pray for you. We can have you on our list. We can tell the people what to pray for or how to pray. Hallelujah, I just, hallelujah, feel these last couple of minutes, I just feel the presence of God. Hallelujah, come in, wayward husband. Come in, wayward children. Come in, wayward wife. Come under the umbrella of, hallelujah. East families, come in, children, come in, come in, come in. Hallelujah. Let your womanhood and your manhood be preserved with the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Come in. Come in, Daddy. You ran the street long enough. Come in, Father. Come in. Hallelujah. Come into the kingdom. Come under the umbrella of prayer. Bring your family. Come on, marriage. Come on, pastor. Come on, deacon. Bring your family. Oh, hallelujah. Bring it. Let them know you, God. Let them know you have a desire to know you, O Lord. We glorify your name. I bless your name. I praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in advance for answered prayer, for you do nothing but in answer to prayer. And we just give you praise. Amen. You have been tuned into Need Prayer, Ask Me, where we pray for your prayer requests. Send your prayer in via Facebook. Send your prayer in via email, christianproud47@gmail.com. Not only that, you can post your prayer request on my Facebook or on my Twitter wall. Look for me, Shanice Pinkney Fields. Look for me. Hallelujah. And put your prayer request there. And also you can join us online, 929-477-1087, and you can come on live. Come on live and have your prayer, have your request prayed over. God bless you. I enjoy this prayer time with you today. Be encouraged, people of God. Everywhere, be encouraged and be blessed. Amen. Need prayer? Sponsored by Christian and Proud Outreach Ministry. But we believe that we are not.